1750 was the year, the place Newcastle came. Thomas Spence was born to stir the aristocracy. Common ownership of land was Thomas Spence's plan. Words he wrote in his own hand, he's called Rights of Man. Thomas went down to South Shields Town and then to Marsden Bay. Met with a man of some renown who was living his own way. By the sea, living free, no landlord, servile slave. He had gained his liberty within a limestone cave. Spence was overjoyed to see the essence of a plan, an overthrow of tyranny, equality of man. Passion stirred his fevered hand, where storm-tossed seagulls call, wrote these words to those he damned upon that cave's bare wall. Ye landlords vile, who rob, beguile, and levy where you can, your law and lawyers I'll defy, I'll fight for rights of man. Those who seek to innovate and change the status quo, how soon the state will isolate and treat them as the foe. Legal stoats in ermine coats will raise a hue and cry. Such weasel throats condemn poor Spence in Newgate jail to lie. Ye landlords vile, who rob, beguile, and levy where you can, your law and lawyers I'll defy, I'll fight for rights of man. This brave man's thoughts, they still survive, reposing now in print, waiting to be brought alive, like sparks within a flint. Prison doors with iron claws may cage a body's will. Man-made laws suppress a cause, but thoughts they'll never kill. Ye landlords vile, who rob, beguile, and levy where you can, your law and lawyers I'll defy, I'll fight for rights of man. More than a brace of centuries have passed since Spencer's birth. River still rolls on by the quay, controlled by moon and earth. Thomas Spence and Thomas Paine, two men born of one clan. They raised Cain and sought no gain, they fought for rights of man. Ye landlords vile, who rob, beguile, and levy where you can, your law and lawyers I'll defy, I'll fight for rights of man. Ye landlords vile, who rob, beguile, and levy where you can, your law and lawyers I'll defy, I'll fight for rights of man.